You're listening to The Plumbing Sales Coach, where we give companies the strategies and skills to create a massive customer following. Fresh. And now, your host, Chris.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Fresh Approach. I'm your host, CF, the Plumbing Sales Coach, and today we're going to talk about the value of the plumbing industry, specifically as it relates to service plumbing. We're going to talk about the plumber. We're going to talk about the plumbing business owner, the CSRs, the managers, even the apprentices, everybody on the team, because this is a cooperative effort. This is a common goal. This is the same mission, and that is to go out and serve our communities as it relates to the plumbing problems within those households. Now, we are here to help them. We are here to serve them, and we are there to make sure that their problem, not just their plumbing, but that their overall problem is resolved. So today we're going to talk about that value. And if you're a plumber out there just plumbing, if you're a service plumber out there just plumbing, going in broke fix, just going in and letting the customer tell you what's wrong and just going in and taking care of it, you don't have some of these same values. And it's not about you personally. It's just about what you're offering in return for the money that you're charging. And so you have to give people more than they're spending. Now, we have that value. We're able to do that. I see posts all the time online talking about the ability to charge more. People wouldn't discount this. People wouldn't discount that. Why should we discount? And so there is a reality that we have that value, a real value that we can provide. And so we don't have to play the discount game. But at the same time, the more value that we can give that customer, the more likely we will connect. So today we're going to talk about the values that we offer. A lot of times we talk about things like price book or pricing or the ability to build options and maybe giving someone a discount on the fourth toilet if they're buying four toilets when they only needed the one originally and all those things. But today we're talking about the actual values that we bring as it relates to increasing the price and increasing what they're willing to spend. Okay. And so this is a team effort. This is a community effort. This is an entire culture that we have to build with inside the company that we're working for or owning or working with. Okay. This is a community effort. This is a common thing that we're all going to be working on. Before we go too much further, I just want to say what's up to everybody. How y'all doing? We have a new TikTok channel. We have a new YouTube channel. We have Instagram. We have Reels. We have all these different things going on. Hopefully you guys are checking out all those videos and following us on all those social media channels. We're delivering constant tips and strategies all across the board, all over the place as it relates to service plumbing and as it relates to service in general and sales and entrepreneurship and everything that goes into this game that we're playing. So make sure you're following those platforms. Make sure you're subscribing. Make sure you're liking them. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube, and who knows what else. We have a team of people here that does all that, and they're awesome and they're excellent and they're amazing people, but they could probably answer that a little bit better. But make sure you're checking us out on all those channels. We have our Chris Fresh pages and we have our Plumbing Sales Coach pages. Make sure you're checking both of those out. Now, today we're going to talk about the value of the plumber, and on those channels and on those platforms, we talk about the value of service plumbing all the time. This is who we are. This is what we do. This is who you are. This is what you should do. In fact, in our tech trainings just the other day, we were doing our live tech trainings. We got a few hundred, 400 or 500 techs, I think, overall in the program, and we were talking about personality profiles, DISC personality profiles, DISC, the differences between the personalities and how that affects the team, how that affects us internally, how that affects you. And then we talked about it as it related to the customer. How does that affect the customer? What's the language? What's the value language that the customer wants to speak? What is it that they value? So as an owner, we have a responsibility in this. So the first thing we're going to talk about are the owners. And for you technicians out there, for you service plumbers out there, for you CSRs out there, for you office managers out there, you know what I'm saying when I say this stuff, but this is the kind of stuff you need to take back to your owners and request. This is the kind of stuff you need to be looking for inside your own opportunity in life, whatever career, wherever you're going to work, whoever you're going to represent. So the first thing is a brand and some sort of value that makes it look like you are the expert, whether that's your brand and it's being applied on a billboard, it's your brand is being applied to a wrap truck, it's your brand is being applied to the internet, to the social media world, wherever it is, you need to look quality. You need to look like $1 million. That's fine that you want to charge big money, but you need to look it. Okay, and it doesn't just stop there. We're going to talk more about this, but you definitely need to look it. Now, how many times do we see people and base our perception of who they are based on the way of their appearance? We do it all the time. You do it all the time, whether you want to admit it or not. It's something that is driven deep down in us. It's hardwired into our mainframe, and it's something that we do based on experience. Our memories from the past control the future of the way that we perceive things going forward. And so if we encounter someone that look like someone, someone, if we encounter someone that acts like someone, if we encounter someone that talks like someone, we start to think that they're like that person, but they're their own individual. They're unique. So people do it all the time. So if you look and feel like a company that they didn't have a great experience with, that's going to be a problem for them. And typically people have great experiences with high quality companies, companies that provide amazing value. And they're going to perceive that. They're going to judge that off the initial look, the initial feel, the initial sound. Do you have commercials out there? Do you get exposure? And then when you do, what do they see? They got to know you exist, number one. And then they got to think that it's worth doing business with you when they know that you exist. Exposure is the first thing. The second thing is, what do you look and feel like when they see you? This could be the way that your technicians drive. This doesn't just have to be a look. This could be the way that your technicians carry themselves inside of Home Depot, inside of the supply shop, inside of the gas station, inside of the restaurant, while they're on lunch break, while they're on whatever. All of these things affect everything. And remember, the first customer is your employee if you're the owner. And so it's got to work this way inside the shop too. It's got to look professional. It's got to feel professional. It doesn't look like a company, but it looks like your company. You know, we talk about this a lot. There's a company out in Denver called King Rooter Plumbing. They got rebranded. They got redone. And when I first met them, when they were first out there, they didn't have some of these things in place. It didn't look and feel like their business. It just looked and felt like a business. Now, when you go there, there's no doubt you are in King Rooter land. When their trucks go down the road, there's no confusion. When their guys get out of the truck, there's no confusion. In fact, that owner tells me all the time, he gets compliment after compliment after compliment about the fact that they look so put together. Look, there's power in this. There's power in this, but it creates value. You know, I want to know that the doctor that is going to be doing brain surgery on me knows what he's doing. So if he shows up in ripped up jeans and a t-shirt, I might have a hard time taking in the information that he's giving me when he's telling me my diagnosis and suggesting surgery. If he looks like he's homeless, I'm going to have a hard time processing that information. It just is the way it is. But if he comes in with the stethoscope and he's got the jacket on, or maybe even he's wearing a suit because he's doing a consultation, but he looks and feels the part, like he knows what he's talking about. He's educated. I mean, I'm going to want this person to look educated. I'm going to want this person to be educated if they're going to be working on my brain. So if you're going to come into my home and tell me that it's going to be $5,000, $8,000, $7,000, $20,000, $50,000, $120,000. I've seen some big jobs out there. Realistically, now, some of you people listen to this and you go, $30,000 for anything in plumbing is too much. That just tells me you're limited on your exposure in plumbing. And so in your area, that might be too much. In your area, the plumbing might not require that. But in certain areas, there's certain things. In Florida, the freeze line is like right on top of the dirt. In Canada, it's 4.5 feet in the ground. So I think those water service lines are going to have a different cost to them when you run those because of the materials that you can use or not use and the depth that you have to dig or not dig. That's just one example. But we see some big jobs out there. If someone's going to come to me and tell me that it's going to be $18,000 for something, they need to look like $18,000. Like, they need to look like they know what they're doing when I spend my $18,000 with them. For some of you young technicians, this is a struggle for you. Okay, we've got to position our team like experts. When you're the owner, you can create the environment by the way they look and feel, and also the way that you set them up. The way that you set them up can be huge. You know, are you just putting them in a position where it's on them? Are you actually training them? Are you sending out messages ahead of them? Are you telling the customer a little bit more about them before they even arrive? Are the CSRs talking them up? And so these are different ways that we can put our team in a position to look valuable so that when they go to create that value, it's that much easier. Okay, this is really, really important. Look, I believe that I can go into a home in jeans and a t-shirt and I can convert. But man, it's a lot easier when I'm in a uniform in a wrapped truck and it looks professional. Everything around me looks professional. The experience they had on the phone was professional. The experience they had with our commercial was professional. The experience they had with our vans on the road before I even got the call was professional. All these things matter. You know, we all want to charge the big bucks, but do we want to do the things required to look like we're worth the big bucks? That's the question. Are we investing back into our company? Are we growing our external perceptions? Meaning, how does the community see us as a company inside of our own community? Do they see us? And when they see us, what do they see? Okay, when they see us, what do they see? The second thing that I want to talk about today is the technicians and the men and women that are going into the homes and doing the plumbing, or even the apprentices and the support staff around that as it relates to being out in the field. Okay, this idea that we're the expert and we can just walk into the home and own it is ridiculous. There needs to be a process that takes place between you and the customer so that they can then know that they can trust you. Because here's the thing, later on in that call, you're going to become a financial advisor. You're going to become a problem solver. You're going to be a counselor, maybe even a marriage counselor in some cases, or a family counselor. But you're going to be giving advice. You're going to be suggesting things. You're going to be speaking into somebody's life. They need to know who you are. They need to know what you're about. They need to understand your motives. You need to remove assigned and premature motives that they've assigned to you. Okay, we do this with conversation. We do this with professionalism. We do this with knowledge. Get good at relationships. Get good at taking time to get to know the people that you're serving and letting them get to know you. Look, if you're in a plumbing industry, and there's other people out there that are in the field and they're not plumbers. They don't know what they're doing. They're not qualified. They're not certified. They don't have the training. You're going to be frustrated with that. You're going to be upset going behind that. You're not going to like that in your trade. Nobody likes a hack plumber. But we're also in the people business. So just as much as we need to know the plumbing and the equipment and the products and the solutions, we got to know people. We got to know people. We got to build relationships. We got to remove fears. We got to put people at ease. We got to calm them down. Just like when you look at police officers, so much news about police officers, so many different aspects and perceptions of police officers. But I know this, their job is to serve and protect. And the main thing that they're supposed to be doing out in the field is de-escalating situations. Okay, that's serve. That's where the serve comes in, the de-escalation. The protect is a separate, it's a whole new thing. It's a whole separate thing. But the first step is serve. And so as a plumber, you do go in and serve and then plumb. Plumbing is one aspect of it, just like protecting is. But the service part is to de-escalate. Okay, now I'm going to keep using this example. Serve and protect. The police officer may go in, de-escalate, and still have to arrest someone. You may go in and de-escalate the emotion and still have to repipe. You may go in and de-escalate the situation and still have to offer up some big solution that's expensive, which doesn't feel like de-escalation. But what we're talking about is with the person. You can't de-escalate the plumbing. The plumbing is what it is. It's either old, it's got bad water quality, it's got high water pressure, there's something causing it, and you got to solve those things. You got to diagnose those things, and you have to explain all that to the customer. But you better de-escalate their fears and stress before you do that. Spend equal amount of time getting to know people as you do plumbing, because they're both equally important. I would argue the service is even more important, but then I would get pushback and be like, oh, so you're saying that it's okay to sell somebody a bunch of stuff and not know how to plumb? It's not what I said, but that's how it'll get taken. So I'll just simply say that they're at least equal. At least equal. It does you no good to go in and repipe something while someone else feels like crap because of the way that you took care of them, or lack of explanation, or lack of understanding what the problem was, feeling like they got duped, feeling like they spent too much. You know, anytime you have a price complaint, it ain't about the money. It's always about what they got for the money. Go back, think about every complaint you've ever got about price. It's always about what they're going to get for the money. Even when they say my friend can do it, they're saying I can get the same thing for less. They're not saying that I won't pay $550 for it. They're saying I won't pay $550 for it when I can pay $300 for it. And I think we can all understand that, right? Like if I'm standing in a store and on one hand I could buy a soda for $3 and then right next door I can buy that same soda for 50 cents, why would I keep going back to the store that's $3, I wouldn't, unless there was some reason, service or experience, the value that I'm going to get. Now, if that Coke that's $3 comes with maybe a really nice lounge to drink it in, or a really nice environment to be a part of, or maybe I get something extra with the Coke, or maybe over at this place I buy a Coke, but I can't open the bottle because they don't have Coke bottle openers, but at this place, see what I'm saying? So we don't always have to reduce our price. We don't have to play that game, but we can't be in the eyes of the customer offering the same thing for more. That's never going to work. And then we go into this, well, it's expensive to run a business. They're not processing that because they're still thinking, well, another company who also it's expensive to run a business for is able to charge less. So what are you doing? Why are you charging me more? Why are you charging me unnecessarily, right? Like that's the real question. Why are you taking advantage of me? That's the real question. Look, if you guys want to get good at this stuff, you want to understand this stuff, you need a process. Like you need something for your team to follow consistently so that they can get good at this stuff. So they know what they're doing. They know where they're at in the call. They know the stage. You know, mental state is 90% of sales, 90% of service. The idea that you can go in with the right attitude and communicate the right things and put aside the angst and put aside and be a professional. And when someone's upset at you and they come at you, you can diffuse that, right? De-escalate. Okay, when we get good at that stuff, When we have training, when we have a process, we have something to follow, we're much more effective for the company. We're much more effective for the customer. We're also much more effective for the future team members because we can help train them too because we know what we're doing through example or through word or speech or some sort of training. Like there's just so much more to this. I believe in community accountability and this is how you create it. If you guys want training from us, if you want some sort of knowledge on how we train or what we do or what we offer, go to theplumbingsalescoach.com, fill out the little form and we'll reach out to you. Brittany will reach out to you. She's our owner concierge. She works with all the owners that are in the program, schedules them and makes sure they have everything that they need. And when you reach out for information, she's the one you talk to and she gives you all the information. And then if you want to really hop on a call with me and learn even more and get pricing and maybe even consider joining, then we'll set that up, but we'll get you the information you need. But I do know this, if you want to double, triple your ticket averages and provide better service in the community and have a game plan that you can forecast out and count on and stop this whole, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not, contact us. We'll solve it for you right now. Okay, here's the third thing that so many times we kind of put this on the back burner, but it's our office staff. And they play a huge role in all of this. You understand that a lot of times these are the first humans that come in contact with the customer base. These are the people that the customer base feels like they know first when it comes to doing business with your company. And the reason why I make such a big deal about that is because when the plumber goes out to the home, when the service technician goes out to the home, the customer already has an opinion of your company. Do you want it to be good or bad? You know, do you want the job of the service plumber to be harder or easier? Do you want the customer to already be somewhat in a position of, I like these people, or do you want them to be like, oh great, another service company coming out. They're already late. They promised this, they promised that. How do we do that? Well, first of all, I remember this old thing that I learned when I was younger and I used to have to take outbound calls for AT&T. Number one, they made me wear a shirt and tie. I'm not recommending that your office staff wears a shirt and tie, but I do recommend they wear a uniform and they're a part of the community culture. Because when I wear that shirt and tie, it made me more professional mentally, which made me more professional on the phone. It just works. In fact, a lot of times people will say in sales over the phone, people can hear your smile. And it's true. People can hear your smile. Like it comes through. You could probably tell I'm smiling right now. For those watching the video that we're recording, you're like, well, duh, I can see it. But for those listening to the podcast, you can probably hear my smile. Okay. And customers can hear that as well. They can hear that enthusiasm that you want to be on the phone with them. They can hear that enthusiasm that you want to take care of their problem. But they can also hear your desire to not want to take care of the problem or your angst because you had to answer the phone. I remember one time I was working in the office and every time the phone would ring, one of the girls would be like, ugh. Like, that's the wrong attitude. That phone don't ring, we don't have a job. That phone don't ring, we don't have a reason to be here. If that phone don't ring, we ain't solving nothing. We ain't solving nothing. The perceived value of a service plumber goes away. We have to be enthusiastic about who we're serving and how we're serving and that we get to serve them. And that happens in that office on that phone. And for you technicians and service plumbers out there that get mad at your CSRs, how do you think that's helping the situation? What are you doing to make their lives better? Stop focusing on how they can make your life better and start focusing on how you can make their life better. Okay, this is a two-way street. You need each other. CSRs, if you book the call and the service tech goes out there and doesn't do anything with it, there's no revenue. And eventually they don't need you to answer the phones and vice versa. Techs, if you're giving your CSRs a hard time about this, that, and the other all the time, you're just making it more difficult for them to do their job effectively, therefore making it more difficult for you to do your job effectively. This is not a war. This is not sides. This is just a different role in the process as it relates to serving the customer and giving them an amazing experience. The lady at the ticket booth at Disneyland is just as important as the person operating the ride, just as important as the person working the churro stand, just as important as the person walking around in the Mickey suit, just as important as the person that is training everyone that day, just as important as the supervisors, and on and on and on, because at the end of the day, my experience is probably going to be a culmination of all of those people, and it just takes one to ruin my experience. You're a team. Be a team. Look like a team. Feel like a team. Train like a team. Owners, train your team. Put together the right environment for them. Service plumbers, go out there and take that environment into the home. And you CSRs, give that environment over the phone. When you do these things, when you compile this recipe together, the customer experience goes way up. And the questioning on whether or not I'm getting anything for my money, I can't tell you how many times I hear from owners, technicians, service managers, whatever. And they say, yeah, they went with us, but we were more expensive. But they just felt better about us. They were more impressed with our thoroughness. They liked the way we explained things. They liked the options that we gave them. But I can tell you that at the end of the day, they just truly enjoyed the experience because you hit on the things that they value. And some of those things are common amongst most people. The things that we just talked about on this podcast, make sure you're implementing those. Reach out to us for more training, tips, and ideas on how to get your team positioned to crush this next year. Go to the www.plumbingsalescoach.com, fill out the form, and we will reach out. Follow us on social media. Make sure you're getting all of the nuggets that we're spreading. You don't want to be the guy that got 5 pounds of gold when we put out 10 pounds, because you know what? It's free. We're here to help. Make sure you're taking advantage of it. We'll see you guys in the next trainings. We'll see you guys on the next videos, and we will be glad to be a part of whatever it is that you're doing. We love you guys. As always, remember, serve your communities in everything, not just plumbing. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Plumbing Sales Coach Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and check us out on the web at theplumbingsalescoach.com.